So it's the Wonder Boys tonight.
The Wonder Boys are coming to town.
Holy.
Yes, sir.
Do they have a mascot, I wonder?
Well, the Wonder Boys. Well, a little Wonder Boy. I think it's a little guy that's in a bread uniform or something. I don't know.
Chase,
I'm thinking of Wonder Bread.
Chase, would you possibly have anything else more insightful?
Well, I know
or
that,
accurate.
I know that it's against NCAA rules for visiting mascots to attend.
Right.
So
but they could hold up pictures.
Yeah, and I guess so.
Yeah, they could have the big heads,
Or the fat heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hold up pictures, though. That's really very North Korea-ish. I mean,
well, that's very true, I guess.
I don't know that you want to be doing that.
Yeah.
By the way, boys, if I die anytime soon, I want a big, ginormous picture of me.
Was that great?
On the hearse driving me around.
No, wasn't it the car ahead of it?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way.
You want a lot of fake wailing and gnashing of teeth?
Yeah.
They did a good job.
If you can get people to mourn at gunpoint, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. See how much they can cry without any tears showing at all.
Well, and again, and of course this uses up our trivia question for this morning.
Yeah.
The fact that you can use a 35-year-old Michigan-made Lincoln Continental.
I mean,
I didn't know that we were getting along that well. did they call and say, "Hey, can we borrow a 35-year-old Lincoln Continental?"
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'd be a shame, Sammy. Well, you know, you didn't mention a thing about the football game that thankfully Texas A&M is not taking part in today, which would be the thrilling New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh, is that today?
That's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Do we not have? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's tomorrow. There's four
really
games tomorrow, and that'll be one of them.
Do we not have any today?
Yeah, we got two today.
Oh, who do we have today?
Good ones: Florida State and Notre Dame.
No, it's the bowl game itself. I don't care about
Orlando.
The teams.
Oh, okay. Oh,
The Champs Sports Bowl.
And the Alamo Bowl tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Champs Sports
Bowl. Champs Sports
Bowl. That's going to be a good game?
Well, it's going to be a sellout. It sold out quickly. Well, it's in Orlando, and Florida State's right down the road, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Florida State.
And of course,
Notre Dame
had a stellar season again this year, right? But anyway. Okay, so they got, dang.
What?
I was hoping to see what kind of things they had going on.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Chase brought me the scheduled events for the bowl that the Aggies are in.
Yeah.
And they had not one but two opportunities to go bowling.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew they went bowling once. I didn't know that they revisited the lanes.
As Jim Gaffigan says, what kind of a sport can be bad when they have a beer holder right by where you're doing that?
Yeah. That's
So what other bowl games do we have?
Well, that sports bowl and
Champs Sports Bowl
and the Alamo Bowl.
And the Alamo Bowl. Okay. We already know the Alamo Bowl.
Baylor and Washington.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see if I can get you a list of events for the Champs Sports Bowl.
Uh-huh. Well, mine also I'm thinking about tomorrow, the Pinstripe Bowl, because after all, two college football teams who have so records in the largest media market in America.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they're right there on the front page of the New York Times section.
Sure they are. Yeah, the Cyclones and the Rutgers, whatever they are.
Scarlet Knights.
There you go. Thank you.
So anyway, all right, so we'll work on that for you this morning. And, well, we're apparently under attack from another planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. One more time.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
And we don't have the story, but apparently, how does Weekly World News get all these stories that nobody else has?
I don't know.
I mean, I've often wondered, because, you know, when you used to watch wrestling matches, you know, one guy would hit the other with a chair and there were no assault charges filed.
I know.
Don't understand that.
Texas A&M plays Northwestern on New Year's Eve in the Meineke Car Care Bowl from Reliance Stadium in Houston. The night before the game, News Talk 1620 WTAW will get you primed for the kickoff by taking you backstage. For 2 hours, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, you'll hear Dave South, the Aggie players, the Aggie coaches, and what's been going on behind the scenes in preparation for the big game. It's the Meineke Car Care Bowl Preview Show from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
Hey, there you go. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 29th of December. We're just about to run out, folks. And happy birthday to you. If it's your birthday today, Inga Svensson.
Oh.
Actress. She was on Benson. I don't know what she played. I didn't watch a lot of Benson, but people did. Yeah. She's 79 Good years old today. Mary Tyler Moore's birthday is today. Oh. Yeah, 75. Okay. She turns today. Mm-hmm. Actor John Voight is 73 years old today.
He decided that he's a Republican, conservative Republican, mm-hmm. a few years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of talks about it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He and his daughter probably don't talk about that a whole
lot.
Yeah,
they don't see it.
Probably right. Singer Marianne Faithfull is 65 years old.
Angel
today.
Of the Morning, I there believe, you go. Her original.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, Angel of the Morning and As Tears Go By mm-hmm. was a hit. Used to be Mick Jagger's girlfriend. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Ted Danson's birthday is today. He's in that new police movie now, isn't he? TV show, rather.
CSI. Yeah. Once again, he's, you know, as long as he's not talking about saving whales, he's...
there you go.
I mean, not to the level of a Dick Van Dyke or the aforementioned Mary Tyler Moore, but seems to have a fairly high likability factor in television these days.
Yeah. I think our favorite show, the Sunday Morning Show, did a feature on him a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of
fact. You know, he's bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 64.
Yeah, has a hair piece he wears. Pretty good looking piece, though.
There you go.
Yeah, it looks very natural. Yeah. We were watching CSI last night.
Yeah. He's 64 today. Mm-hmm. Comedian Paula Poundstone turns 52 years old today.
She's on my favorite radio show.
Is she?
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, okay. And Jude Law, the actor.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. What? You'd think the one that actually puts money in your pocket would be your favorite radio show.
well, favorite one he listens to.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jude Law, the actor, the British actor, is 39 years old today. And actor Mickey Pfeiffer.
Really?
Mackay Pfeiffer. Yeah. Was on ER, is 37 years old. And that's all I got.
Yvonne Edelman, who was Mary Magdalene in the original Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow.
I mean, she's 60, which means she was probably like 19 when she was on Broadway, which, I mean, it's not like Annie, but nonetheless. And a guy who had a great voice and a pretty good songwriter, Ed Bruce, really liked his voice. He was 72 years old.
Is he still with us?
Apparently, well, I mean, he's on this list, but I don't know. And did a little acting, I believe. I believe did a little bit of that. Good baritone. 6:21 right now.